Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf pei. We're holding three lines from the bottom of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins, Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmeid Rav Yoichanan. Loishanu. That we learned is only the Acha Kapara. Alafnei Kapara Tu'unim Lechem. The obvious question is, what are we talking about? What is Rav Yoichanan referring to? So we have to do a quick review again of the Mishnah and the Gemara. Starting at the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that you have Vlad Toida, Utmurasa, and as we'll see in a moment, Chilufa. These are all three derivatives of the Toida. You have the Vlad, in other words, a Toida that was a female and had a baby, a Vlad. You had a Tmura, where you say Zu Tmura Zu. Or Hifrish Toida vi Avda, you were Mafrish a Toida, and then the Toida made a Plata, ran away. The Hifrish Acheres Tachte, and therefore he brought a second one instead. All these three cases do not require lechem. Even though the original toida required lechem, the derivatives, the veloda, tmurasa, and the chalipin do not require lechem. Shinema says, V'ikr v'alzevach ha-toida. Ha-toida tunim lechem. V'lei veloda, v'lei chilufa, v'lei tmurasa, tunim lechem. So that's a very straightforward halacha. On to the Gemara that's looked at Brayis, Satan Rabbanan Mahu Oimet Toida Yakriv. You remember that the word Yakriv over here is a split of a larger word Yakrivenu. It says in the Pasuk, Im Al Toida Yakrivenu. So the Gemara darshins the word Yakrivenu in two segments. Segment number one is Minay Lamafrish Toidosa Vi'ovda Vihifrish Acheres Tachteha. Oh, the case of our Mishnah. He was Mafrish Yakorim Toida, it ran away. He was Mafreshenua, and Venimtzis Orishon, and now the first one was found. Mazel Tov. Varishtein Umbeis, and both of them are standing in front of us, looking at us. Which one are we going to bring for the kite, for the cart? Menayin She'ezimen She'irtze Yakriv, V'lachma Ima. It's up to you. You can choose whether you want to use the original carbon, or if you want, you can use the substitute carbon. And of course, bring the lechem with it. So how do you know that is permissible? Talmaloimar hatoide yakriv, the hay of hatoide is a mistake. Toide yakriv, im al toide yakriv, that what? That you can go and bring either one you want, the original one or the substitute one. Yochel tishitehe shnia tuuna lechem, I would think that the second one, meaning that the Gemara is now already implying that we're going to bring both of them, the first one bring with lechem, the second one, you do not need lechem. How do I know? Tamaloi miyakri venu. That's the extra nu. Echad v'lishnayim. Only one requires lechem. That is the first one. The second one does not require lechem. So now the braisa continues. Ach shiriba kosim umiyat. Since the pasuk was marba by saying yakriv, that you can go and bring either one. Umiyat. And the Gemara also brought a miyat of yakri venu, that only one of them has the lechem and not the second one. How do I know that in fact I should be makriv both of them? L'choira, I can go and say, I only wanted to bring one carbon toida. Since the toida ran away, I was mafrisha, second one. But now when I found both of them, maybe you only have to go and bring one. How do I know that you're supposed to bring the second one? And for that matter, if your toida, how do you know? If your toida gave birth, how do you know you're supposed to bring the vlad? And if you did a tmuras toida, how do you know you bring the tmura? Tamaloimar im al toida. The extra word al comes to tell you, in addition to the original toida, bring the derivative toidas also for a carbon. Ooh, fine. Yochiyu tunis lechem. I would think that in all of these cases you have to go and add lechem to the tmurais and to the vlodais, etc. That's the posik of our Mishnah. The toida to the lechem. But none of the derivatives, not the vlod, the vloi chilufa, vloi tmurasa, to unam lechem, they do not require lechem. The vloi chilufa lechoira, those words are superfluous because we already darshened a moment ago from the nu, yakriven nu, that you only go and bring the lechem for the first toida and not for the chalufei toida. So in fact, the Shita Mekubetzis takes those two words out and says, how do I know v'lei v'lod v'lei tumurasa tumunim lechem? I learned that from Hikra v'al zevach ha-toida. Fine. Bottom line is, we have now concluded that these three, the Vlad, the Chilufa, and the Tumurasa, they do not require lechem. Meaning, if I bring the Toida, I add lechem. If I am bringing the Vlada, no lechem. Tumurasa, no lechem. As far as the Chilufan are concerned, we already established in this Braisa, you found the old Toida. You already mafish a new Toida. Both of them are standing in front of you. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you could take either one and bring with lechem. But once you brought that first one with lechem, yes, you're required to bring the second one as well, but no lechem. Just the first one and not the second one. Now we have a memra of Rabbi Yochanan, which is trying to explain this braisa. Sholech Rav Chanina, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Yishanu, when did we say you bring your lechem with the toida? When did we say that you have a ptur, that you do not have to add the lechem? That's Eliyacha Kapara. You already were mechaper with that first toida. Avlefnei Kapara, if you didn't have your kapara yet, to unen lechem, you do need lechem after all. Now, this memra of Rav Chanina Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan did not specify whether we're talking about Vlada, Chilufa, or Tmurasa, or maybe all three. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is just said, Leishanu, that we learned, that you do not bring lechem is li'acher kapara, that's carbon number two. But lefnei kapara, if it was carbon number one, to unen lechem. So if Zokti Yimara, heavy bar of Amram, ahai, on which of the three cases were we talking about that Rabbi Yochanan distinguished between yes lechem and no lechem, lefnei kapara and li'acher kapara? Elaim, if he's talking about achalife toidas choiva, what means toidas choiva? That the person said hare olai instead of hare zu. When he says hare olai, it's a neder. So he's obligated to bring this toida. Even if the toida gets lost, he's got to bring it, hare olai. So are we talking about a chalife toida's choiva situation? And what are we saying? That he lost the first toida. He was mafrish, a second toida. Now he has both toidais lefonav. So what did the braises say? Bring either one together with lechem, and then bring the second one without lechem. So, Frey Timura, so what is Rabbi Yochanan adding? If he's talking about the case of the braisa of the chalife, toides choiva, if we're talking about before he had a kapara, in other words, he had the two behemoths, and now he has a choice, which one? And you bring even the chalifin, and if you bring the chalifin as number one, it's lefnei kapara, bring it with lechem. If it's lefnei kapara, if it's l'acher kapara, you don't need the lechem. Both of these halachas were spelled out in the braisa very clearly. So what is Rabbi Yochanan now adding? When did we go and say no lechem, l'acher kapara, because we already brought one of the two? But if we didn't bring either one yet, tunam lechem. Dodosh teitach in the braisa. The Braisa said, go back the line right after the parentheses. Bring either one. You can bring the chalipin one. But bring it with lachma. That's a toidi yakrif. Oh, maybe the second one also lechem. No, it's already li'acha kapara. You don't need lechem. So what is Rabbi Yochanan adding that we didn't see the Feirish in the Braisa? Ella says Gemara, Ella achalife toida nidova. Maybe he's not talking about a toida schoiv, he's talking about a toida nidova. What means a toida nidova? Says Rashi, that the original toida he said hare zu. He didn't say hare olai. Oh, so when you say hare zu, then bein lefnei kapara, bein li'acha kapara, to unais lechem. Then lechoira both before kapara and after kapara, you would require lechem. Why? Because marbe betoidesu. What do you mean marbe betoides? As we all know, the fundamental difference between hari alai and hari zu, hari alai is a binding obligation. Our friend Barry will constantly say it's on the gavra. If it's hari zu, it's only on the chavtza. It's on the behema. So if the behema gets lost, fine. No more behema, no more carbon, I'm off the hook. because they only said Harizu, this Ba'ima, the Ba'ima is Nishdu. I don't know where it went to. Maybe it went to New Jersey, maybe it went to Africa. But it's not here. I'm off the hook. But this person, nevertheless, made a Chalipe Toidas Nidova. Meaning, he says, I know that I'm not responsible, but I feel so bad. And he now takes a second animal and he says, no, if I don't find the first one, I'm going to bring the second one. Was it necessary for him to do that? No, not at all. And he decided to do it anyway. That being the case, says the Gemara, it becomes like a brand new toida, since he was not obligated with the first one. So now when he finds the first one and he has the second one, both of them are going to require lechem. He says the Gemara, because marbe v'toidasu, this is not a real bona fide chalipin. I don't need a substitute for the first one, but rather from the goodness of his heart, he's bringing a second one. Nukes and tides, you can bring as many toides as you want. You can bring 50 toides. Every new toide that you bring, you got to go and add lechem. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was not talking about such a case, because bein lefnei kapara, bein liachen kapara, you need lechem, because he's married with toides. Says you want Ella, probably Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Volodois case. The Gemara doesn't say maybe the Tmurois case, because the Tmurois case, the Gemara is going to talk about on the Amid Beis. But we're talking about the Volodois case. Now, what means the Volodois case? That the toide that you were menadev went and Baruch Hashem had a child, and now you have a Vlad. Okay, so when we're talking about Vlades, we can be talking about again Vlad Toidas Choiva or Choy or Vlad Toidas Nidava. So that's what the Gemara starts off with. Ela Vlad Toida Nidava. Meaning that you said Harizu, Baruch Hashem, the animal did not run away, but instead it gave birth to a Vlad, and now I have both the Vlad and the Toida Lifoneinu, and I want to go and bring both of them. In fact, not I want to, you have to bring both of them, because that's the Yakriv that we had in the Pasuk on the Amud Beis, that you have to bring both. Ela Vlad Toida Nidova, Bein Lefnei Kapora, Bein Li'acha Kapora, Ain't Unin Lechem. Then, if you're bringing the Vlad Toida first, before the regular toida, or if you're going to go and bring the Vlad toida second after the original toida, it's not going to require lechem. Why? Because moiser de toidehi. This is considered to be moiser de toida. Besides moiser de toida, so Rashi says it's similar to what happens if a person wants to go and buy a carbon toida and he sets aside $500 for the carbon toida. He goes into the store and he finds out there's a clearance sale and he's able to go and get a toida for $400. What does he do with the extra $100? That's called moiser de toida. Moiser de toida is not the original toida, it's just money left over. Aha. So says Rashi that that's the case of our Gemara as well. Not that we're talking about 500 and 400, but the Vlad toida is like extra interest. I only bought a toida. And look, Mazel Tov, I have a Toida plus a Vlad. So it's as if I use extra money to get a Vlad because I now have two behemoths for the price of one. Zoktach the Gemara, if that's the case, both Lefnei Kapara and Li'acha Kapara ain't Unin Lechem, you would not have to go and add Lechem because it's Moiser HaToida. It's considered to be the Moiser HaToida. Moiser HaToida does not require Lechem. That being the case, Zoktach the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan presumably was not talking about that case either. Elamai, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a case of a Vlad Toida Choiva. Oh, where he said, Hari Olai. And what happened to this Toida Choiva? That Baruch Hashem gave birth to a Vlad. So now he has in front of him both the Toida itself and the Vlad Toida. So now, which one does he bring first? If he brings Lefnei Kapara Ton Lechem, if he took the Vlad of the toida and brought that before bringing the carbon toida, then it's ton lechem. You have to add lechem to that vlad. If it's la'acha kapara, ain't ton lechem. If he already brought the carbon toida and he has this vlad left over, you do not need to add lechem to the vlad. Pray Timur, my kamashmulan, what is the purpose of Rabbi Yochanan sharing this with us? L'choira, this Vlad Toidas Choiva, is similar to the Chalife Toidas Choiva, where we said that the first one that you bring is Toin Lechem, the second one is not Toin Lechem, based on the Yakri Venu, knew that you only go and bring lechem with the original toida and not with the derivatives. So what is the purpose of Rabbi Yochanan telling us this din? My kamashlan, because of Rabbi Yochanan, odem miskaper b'shvach hegdish, that a person can get a kapara with the shvach of the hegdish. What does the Gemara mean that a person can get kapara with shvach hegdish? After all, this person said, he took upon himself Hare Olai, this is a Toidus Chayva, Hare Olai to go and bring a Korban Toida. Now, you don't find a Korban Toida in outer space. You got to go and buy a Korban Toida. Okay, so he buys the Korban Toida, and that's how he's going to go and be Yotzei his mitzvah, fulfill his obligation. But guess what happened? Before he had a chance to go and bring the Chayva had a baby. And now this baby, he never paid for the baby. This is Shvach Hegdish. This came out naturally from the original Toida. And he wants now to use that to be Yoitze, his mitzvah of bringing a Korban Toida. Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. That Vlad Toida, Choyva, Lefnei Kapara Toim Lechem, if he didn't bring the Toida yet, and he's bringing the Vlad Toida first, it requires Lechem. Why does it require lechem? Because this is going to be his fulfillment of his neder to bring a toida. But Rabbi Yisai, he didn't pay a nickel, he didn't pay a penny for this Vlad. He only bought the original carbon. Zok Rabbi Yochanan, that doesn't matter. Odem miskaper b'shvach hegdish, you can go and be yoitzi your mitzvah of bringing the carbon toida, even though you didn't pay for it, because of the fact that this is shvach hegdish, this is the natural derivative of the original Toida that you went and you dedicated. So, Baruch Hashem, it had children. See, now you got the interest, so to speak, because it just gave birth. That interest is sufficient that you can go and use that korban or that baby, that vlad, to be yoitze your mitzvah of Toida. And when you yoitze your mitzvah, make sure to add the lechem. And if you're bringing it number two, then ain't on lechem, it doesn't require lechem, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan was teaching us. Then the mother does not require toid anymore. It doesn't require lechem anymore. You only have to bring lechem the first time, not the second time. Okay, Sezuk Yomara, Hevi Bonami Abaye Ki Haigavna. When Abaye was faced with this dilemma, what was Rabbi Yochanan getting at? What was his kavana? So the Gemara said initially, "Hevi bo Rav Amram ahai." Rav Amram was wondering what was Rabbi Yochanan's chidush. Abai had the same shaila, and Abai came to the same conclusion that that's what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he said leishanu. He's talking about the vlad toidas choiva, and the chidush is that odem miskaper b'shvach hegdish. It my name, Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, Chilufei Toidus Nedoves. And now, this second Rav Yochanan, as we'll see, is identical not only to the first Rav Yochanan, but identical to the analysis of Rav Amram and of Abaye. And we go through everything that we just learned over the last 5 minutes, we repeat it again. Vos Dr. Rav Yochanan, Chilufei Toida Nedova. Look at the top line. Hold one finger on the top line and hold one finger where we are in the Gemara. What did now Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rav Yochanan say? Chilufei toida nova, bein lefnei kapara, bein li acha kapara, to unois lechem. Why? Marbe betoidesu, right? Word for word, the same as the top two lines. Vlad toida nedova, bein lefnei kapara, bein li acha kapara, ein toin lechem, moise de toidehu. Again, the same as the top lines, we're just repeating it word for word. What's the din of Vlad Toida Choiva? Lefnei Kapara Tuna Lechem. If you brought that Vlad before the actual Toida itself, add Lechem to it. Liacha Kapara Ein Tuna Lechem. What's the Chiddush now of all of this? Like Rabbi Yochanan said before, Odem Miskaper Bishvach Chiddush. Okay. Now you could put two dots over here because we're starting now a new shtickle. It's all, of course, related, but it doesn't go directly on what we just said of Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, Meshmul. Sorry?
Why did we just repeat that? What was the purpose of repeating that, those five, six, 7 lines?
Why? Because we're telling us that the pshat that Rav Amram and that Abaye said we shouldn't think that, oi, if Rabbi Yochanan was still alive, we would ask him, maybe he would disagree and say, no, that's not what I meant. Okay. In fact, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, yeah, yeah. What Rabbi Amram and Abaye said, I have it in my notes, either in my physical notes or in my mental notes. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan Taka said on all three cases. By the Khalifa Toydus Choyva, and by the Vlad Toydus Nadova, by the Vlad Toydus Choyva, yeah, they were 100% right. Totally independent, right? He was learning in a different yeshiva. They sent a shaila to him. He was presumably one of the very well-known talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, and they said, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said about Loishano? And then he went through all these halachas, and they said, word for word, like the analysis that we had at that. They calculated, they analyzed it, and they came up with these decisions. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef confirmed, yeah, yeah, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Omer Shmuel. Now Shmuel ties in Toida with Chatas. He doesn't mean to tie it in terms of that the halacha is the same. This is really more of a simon or a mnemonic for you to be able to go and remember Hilchas Toida. We're all familiar with Hilchas Chatas from Zvachim, so now we'll have a way to remember how Hilchas Toida works. So Omer Shmuel. Now we know what means the by a chatas that the chatas is mesa. We have that famous mnemonic which Barry will remind us. Vesimna, and Vesimna stands for Vav is Vlad chatas, Tov stands for Tumuras chatas, Mem stands for chatas shemesu baleha. The Nun stands for Chatas Sheniskapru Balea Beacher, and the final one, Ayin, is Chatas Sheovra Shenosa. All five of those go Lemisa. Lemisa means not that we shoot them or kill them, but we put them in a kippa. So wherever the halach is by the Chatas, that it would go Lemisa, by a toida ain't to una lechem. You do not have to go and add lechem. What does that mean? That Chosh Bechatas Mesa Betoida ain't to una lechem. So, without going through all five, just hopping up Lemushel, the first one. Visimna, Vlad. By Vlad Chatos, it goes Lemisa. A Vlad Toida, you bring it, ain't to the Lechem, but you don't need to bring Lechem, like we just said, back on the Amid Beis. Same thing, Legabe the Tzmura, etc. Kosher Bechatos Roya, by the Chatos, where it's only Roya, then Betoida to the Lechem, then you do require Lechem. And you're all probably scratching your heads. Where do I have a Chatos Roya? By an Osham I have Roya. Where do I have a Chatas Roya? And the Gemara is going to get to that shortly. So first of all, the Gemara asks Akasha on Shmuel from the Braisa that we already repeated this morning, which was right after the Mishnah. Masif of Amram. Mau Oimer. Why does it say in the Pasuk HaToide Yakriv? Which means it says in the Pasuk Im Al Toide Yakrivenu. I don't need those words. It could just simply say that the hikrev al zevachatoida. So we already darshened it, and now we're going to darshen it again in this price. Why did it say hatoida yakriv? It really says yakrivenu, but we split the word into two. Minayin le mafrish toidosa vi ovda. You were mafrish toida. Unfortunately, ovda it got lost. Vivjacheret tachta. Now you were mafrish a second one. Vinimsis rishoyin. And now I found the first. And both of them are standing in front of me. Whichever one you want, you can bring for your original neder to bring a toida. Bring it with its lechem. Really, there's no hey there. It's al toida yakriv. So we left out the nu. So you can do either one, the first or the second. I would think, okay, you brought your first. You brought it with lechem. Now bring the second one all to lechem. Tamalim yarkiven nu. That's the nu. Echad v'lo yishnai. You only bring your bread with the first one and not with the second one. Okay. Remember, that was the kasha that we asked. What was Rabbi Yochanan saying loishonu? That only lefnei kapara, le'achen kapara. That's the price itself. Okay, so we already discussed that. So now, let's look at the ilagabi chatos ki haigavna. Would be roya. In case of a chatos, if you had both behemoths standing in front of you, because one of them ran away, and it came back, and then I brought one of the two, then the second one would go l'raya. So now before we continue on, this sounds kind of strange, because isn't that number four of the simna, that chatosh niskapru balea bi'acher, the second one goes l'misa. Here the Gemara is saying is, the gabi chatos ki haygavna roya. What means ki haygavna? One ran away, I was mafresh a new one, nimtzes harishoyna, shtei an oimdois, I go and select one of them, the case of the toida, and I bring the lechem with it, in the case of the, and what do I do with the second one? I bring the second one without any lechem. By chatos I say, the second one would be roya. Is that really true? Wouldn't the second one go the misa? Rabbi Isai, whatever you're going to answer, you're going to be right, because we're going to now quote a Mishnah that we learned back in Zvachim, which is going to bring both opinions, the opinion of Rebbe and the opinion of the Chacham. And you're both right, the Lashon of Chatosh Niskapu Baleo Bi'acher is talking simply in a case where you were mafresh your first Chatos, you looked high and low, low and high, and you couldn't find it. You went and you were mafresh in new chatos. You brought the new chatos, and now a day later, a week later, the first chatos comes back and says, "Ha ha ha! I heard that you already brought my substitute as a chatos. You don't need me anymore."
Joke's on you.
The joke's on you. But unfortunately, that chatos doesn't know the halacha, because the chatos did not learn the Mishnah Mesechtes and Mesechtes Zvachim, and doesn't know the Visimna, the Nemanik, and he goes unfortunately lemisa. Never for this poor chatas. Our case is not talking about that it was found after the kapara.
They're both standing in front.
So what happens now? Clearly you could bring either one. The question is, what happens to number two? Machlokes. Did not. Hifrish chatosoi. He was mafrish his chatas. The avda. Lost it. Bifrish acheres tachter. Benimsis rishoyna marishtei and oindois. Both of them are standing in front of me. Miskaper biachas mehen, bring a kapora on the first one. Ushnia Thomas Devi Rebbe. Rebbe holds it even in such a case where you found it before the kapora. Once you bring one of them of the two for a kapora, the second will be now a chatos niskapru baleo biacher, and it goes lemisa. That's Rebbe. No. Come on. When does it go to Misa? If you already had your kapara. If, however, you found it before the kapara, and both of them are shteim, oimdois lefoneinu, like we had before, choose one of the two, ini, mini, mini, mo, and bring it for a carbon, and the second one is roya. Now, since it's a machlokes Rebbe Chachamim, typically, yochid v'rama locha kirabim. So we're going to assume that Shmuel is going to hold like the Chachamim. And what do the Chachamim hold in this case where you find the old one before you were mechaper with the new one?
Excuse me.
Sorry?
What's the difference
with
Roy?
Roya? Roya means that you let it go out to pasture, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait until it develops a mum, and then after that, you can go and be poided. Okay.
The other one you just starve it to death.
You don't starve it to death, you put it in a room, and then you leave and you learn the daf, and then whatever happens, happens. Okay? You're very welcome. So anyway, so the point is, assuming that Shmuel holds like the Chachamim, so this would be a case of Kol Shebechatas Roya Betoyde Teuna Lechem. But we just said now, no, that's not the case. That brisa that we quoted, which we had already after the Mishnah, that you had the two behemis lefaneinu, the first one you bring with lechem, the second one you bring without lechem. Okay, here, what's the halacha? if you find the second one, identical type of case, they're both lefanenu, take one of them, and the second one goes l'raya, it's roya. Didn't Shmuel say, kosher b'chatas roya, betoida te'una lechem? And here we're saying that the toida does not, the number two does not require a lechem. So l'choy z'shtarka kasha on Shmuel. And the obvious answer is, Shmuel k'rebi svirale, the omra avuda b'shas afrosha, is also mesa. Oh, Shmuel holds like Rebbe, that even in that case of the shteyem lefaneinu, choose whichever one you want, and the second one goes lemisa, and therefore the same thing legabe toida. Choose whichever one you want, that one will have a carbon with lechem, the second one will be a carbon without lechem, which is what Shmuel said. Kosher b'chatas roya betoida tuna lechem. Sorry. If it happens to be a case of kosher b'chatas mesa betoida ain't a tuna lechem. Since Shmuel is now holding like Rebbe, and Rebbe holds in this case, even Avuda B'Shas Afrosha is also Mesa. Okay, so that's a case of Kosher B'chatas Mesa, not Kosher B'chatas Roya. Kosher B'chatas Mesa, Betoida Ain't Una Lechem. That's Halacha of Shmuel, and that's Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's Halacha of the Braisa, that the first one requires Lechem, the second one does not require Lechem. So, by saying that Shmuel holds like Rebbe, Sholom Al Yisrael, we answer the Kasha on Shmuel. Right, the kasha was, we assume that Shmuel holds like the chum. In the case of the two standing in front of you, it would be a case of chatas roya. So therefore, by the toida, it should be tu'una lechem. Yet we learned that it's not to'un lechem, only the first one and not the second one. The second one is off the hook, no lechem. Says he went, no, Shmuel doesn't hold like the chacham. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Rebbe holds the Buddha B'Shas of Rosh is mesa. Oh, since it's chatas mesa, but toida ain't tu'una lechem. Fine. Give me now an example of Roya according to Rebbe. Sounds like according to Rebbe, everything is always Lemisa, even in the case of Avuda B'Shas Afrosha. Everything marki Rebbe Yoshia. The Yom Rebbe Yoshia, Hifrish Techatois Lachrayas. Miskapra Be'ezim Henshi Yirtza, Vashnia Tere. Oh, this would be the case of Leroya, even according to Rebbe. What is that? When you have a person coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's bringing with him two almost identical animals, and the two identical kizbas or se'irais, and the kohen says, what are these two animals for? It's for a chatas. Oh, you did two averis, you ate chela b'shoigig, and you drank dam b'shoigig. No, I only did one shoigig. So why are you bringing two animals? I'm a very noivis type. I was afraid that you're going to go and see that first chatas, and you're going to find that it has some sort of mum. It has doikin shiba'ayin. It has a slit in the lips, in the ear, here, there. Or, after you're going to go and shecht it, maybe they're going to open it up, they're going to find it's a treifa. I'm nervous about these things. I didn't want to have to go home and feel totally depressed and distressed. I didn't bring my carbon, or I was not yoitzer, so I brought a second one lachrayis to be on the safe side. Can you imagine you're going to Miami for vacation, and you're renting a car, but you tell the car dealer, I'd like to rent two cars, because I'm always nervous. My first car might break down, it'll get a tire, the tire will split open, the carburetor won't work, the air conditioner, give me two cars to be on the safe side, in case the first one doesn't work, I have my backup. So Lahavdil, he wants a backup chatos in case the first chatos doesn't work. I got a second one. Okay, so what's the halacha now? Zok Reboishia, Miskapa B'Ezim Ahenshi Yirtza Mashni Yatira. Go and bring either one you want, and the second one is Roya. Ah, so that's the case that even Rebbe would agree. It does not go L'Misa, it goes L'Roya. Good. Frank Dimara, V'agabi Toida Ki Haigavna, Einetun Alecha. What would be by case by a Toida? By a toida, only the first one requires lechem. The second one never requires the lechem. Even if you brought two toides li'achrayis, you bring the first one with its lechem. Now you have that second one. We learned from the extra yakriv, or al, what was the lashon? Im al, toide yakrivenu, thank you. From the extra al, that even that achrayis one you also got to bring, but you bring it without lechem. Now, what did Shmuel say at the outset? Kosher b'chatas meisa, toida ein tuna lechem. Kosher b'chatas roya, betoida tuna lechem. Oy. So have weiter akasha on Shmuel. If Shmuel is holding like Rebbe, fine. He holds chomish chatois mesois, even in the case where you found the chatos before the other chatos was neskaper. Fine. Mazel tov. So that was what would be kosher b'chatos meisa, toida ein tuna lechem. But Shmuel goes the extra mile and he says kosher b'chatos roya, but toida is tuna lechem. And that would be a case like Rab Oishia's case, that he was mafish tufachrayis. But my good friend, when you mafish tufachrayis, you bring taka both of them, but you only bring lechem with the first, and not with the second. But based on kosher b'chatos roya, but toida tuna lechem, you should have to bring toida lechem even by the second one. Says Yimol, you're right. Ele Shmuel does not hold like Chachamim. He does not hold like Rebbe. He holds like Reb Shimon Tzvirlei. The Omer Chomish Chatois Mesois. Period. Even in a case of Achrayis. Even in a case of Achrayis. If a person brought two behemoths and says, Reboisai, Koyin, you choose whichever one you want. Take it. If it works, it's beautiful. And the second one is just there to be a backup option just in case. What happens? The first one, Baruch Hashem, was taka beautiful. What do I do now with the second one? Says Reb Shimon, Chomesh Chatois Meisois. Even though he brought it initially Lachrayis, it goes Lemisa. Uyoyoyoyoy. Since it goes Lemisa, that's why Kosher B'chatos Meisa, what was the Lashon of Shmuel at the top? Kosher B'chatos Meisa, B'toy De'ein Tu'un Alechem. So in our case, when you brought two toidis lachrayis, you taka bring both toidis, first one with lechem, second one without lechem, and that is the comparable to the chatas mesa of Reb Shimon, who disagrees with Reb Oishia and holds even in such a case it goes lemisa. Frey Timura, I'm sorry?
Right,
so
Shmuel does have a roya situation on lechem, which is it then?
Where does Shmuel have a roya situation?
That's what we want to know.
That's what we want to know. The like Reb Shimon, there is no roya situation.
Guess what?
Guess
what? Not only does Brother Shai and Brother Barry, and I'm sure Ariel feel that way, the Gemara feels that way. But roya Reb Shimon less like klal. If that's the case, then there is no case of roya according to Reb Shimon, and therefore there's no case of roya according to Shmuel. It doesn't exist. Every single case kosher b'chatos meisa. Any one of these five cases in niskapro makes no difference. How niskapro be'acher? It was lost. It came back. It didn't come back. It came back before the kapara. Came back after the kapara. It was there from ab initio as achrayis. Koshnis kapru balea, the second one goes lemisa. So I never have a case of roya. But roya led Reb Shimon less like klal. And for the Gemara, Shmuel nami chodek omar, you're 100% right. Go and take Shmuel's halacha, the two lines of Shmuel, cut it down to the first line. Kosh b'chatas meisa, betoy de ein tu'un alechem, period, nothing more to say. And this kosh b'chatas roya, Shmuel never said it. So who added it? Apparently the Gemara, maybe one of the Talmidim of Shmuel felt. Since he said, "Kosher b'chatos meisa b'toyda ein tu'un alechem," so what is the alternative? Oh, there must be kosher b'chatos roya b'toyda tu'un alechem. Mister, there is no alternative. It's only meisa because Shmuel holds squarely like Reb Shimon. Therefore, no case of roya. Zok t'mor vaytis a ma'ika mashulan. So, what is the chiddush now of Shmuel? Lafukim ed Reb Yochanan. It comes to exclude Reb Yochanan. The Omer odem miskaper b'shvach hegdish. Remember, Reb Yochanan said before that if you have a situation where your toida gave birth to a vlad, you can go and bring that vlad for purposes of your carbon and use that vlad as the fulfillment of your mitzvah to go and bring a carbon toida. My good friends, according to Shmuel, you cannot use that vlad because it's going to go lemisa. Why is it going to go not by a toida chas v'shalom, but by a chatas? By chatas vozok to Shmuel kol shebchatas meisa betoida ein tu'un alechem. This case of the second toida, the Gemara holds that he would have to go and bring lechem. Why would he have to go and bring lechem? Because this vlad was the shvach hegdish, and the shvach hegdish, if he used that initially as his carbon, because you have a choice. Ini, mini, miny, mo. You can take the first one or you can take the second one. So if he took this vlad and he brought it as a carbon, what would be the din according to Shmuel? Shmuel says, Kol shebechatas meisa betoida ein tuna lechem, you would not require lechem. But what would Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan would hold that since this is lefnei kapara, lefnei kapara means it was brought number one, lefnei kapara to'un lechem. It's only li'acha kapara ein to'un lechem. So that would be the nafkimina between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan if you brought the vlad initially. Going back to our good friend Rabbi Yochanan on the fifth line from the top. Remember, we were analyzing what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Ela vlad toida choiva. Lefnei kapara to'un lechem. Only acha kapara ain't to'un lechem. But if it's lefnei kapara to'un lechem. And we're talking about a vlad toide. Now, if this was a vlad chatos, what would Shmuel say? What would everybody say? Vlad chatos, that chatos goes lemisa. So now, if it goes mesa, what would be din by this vlad toide that I'm bringing now? Lefnei kapara, says Shmuel, ain't to'un lechem. But that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you brought a lefnei kapara, it's to'un lechem. So that's where we have the distinction between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel said, is halacha. Lafuke mid Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? We're up to Zukti Mar Kamash Walon Delay. Now we're up to Umar Rib Abba. I'm sorry, once again?
There's no case where he would be to'un lechem.
According to Shmuel, since Shmuel says, Kol shebechatas meisa betoida ein tuna lechem, wherever you're dealing with a situation where if it was a chatas it would go the misa, by toida there would be no lechem. Period.
But is there a case where we have roa where it would
not? No, so there's a
right, I'm saying, so therefore, but didn't Shmuel say that?
It was a mistake. It was a mistake. One of the time Shmuel, Shmuel was a student of Rebbe. Rebbe held there, so one of his students said, "Rebbe holds like his Rebbe, but you're not nothing."
There's
a misquote. Exactly. That's my question.
That's what the Gemara said before. Take those words out. So the Gemara Shmuel Nami Chadakam. He only said the first line of the Torah, the first sentence.
Okay.
You push the delete button. Okay. Okay. Now we're up to where it says Umar Reb Abba. On the side it says that the girsa should be Umar Rabba, and on the last line where it says the Umar Rabba, it should also be Rabba, because we're going to have a series of memories of Rabba. First one, Umar Rabba. Zu toide vizu lachma. I take a behema and I take lachme toide, and I don't say a lie, I say zu, which as you know means there's no achrayas. What happens now? Over the lechem, unfortunately the lechem got lost. But I still have the toida. May the lechem acher bring brand new lechem to be mashlem the toida. After all, you have to have lachme toida. The toida baruch Hashem is here. I lost the lechem. Losing doesn't necessarily mean I can't find it. It could be that it became tameh. It became soiled. It fell into the omma. Whatever it is. The point is I don't have the lechem anymore. So I bring brand new lechem. Good. What happens of the toida? I lost the toida because the toida ran away. Oy, 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 what do I do now? Einoy may be toida achers. You do not have to go and bring a substitute toida. Remember, because he said zu toida, it was on the cheftza, not on the gabra. Ariel, if you're leaving, have a wonderful Friday, chalechtig, and yom tov. Enjoy every moment. Together with your father and your mishpucha, psuris toidas. Have a good yom tov. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Of the toida, if the toida got lost, since it was no achrayis, it was a nedova, not a neder, right? He said, zu toida. Eini may be toida acheres. You do not have to bring a brand new toida. If you're wondering what happens to the lechem, since the lechem only had kedushas damim, it would only get kedushas aguf at the time of shechita, and no shechita took place in the kedushas damim, you can go and be poided and now convert it into chul. Good. Zokti Mora, my time, why is there this distinction between Ovid Alechem and Brother Shai, have a good Yom Tov. Alechti afraid the Yom Tov. Bye-bye. The question, Freyti Mora, is... Yes, okay, but the first 2 days of Yom Tov, are you also Yom Tov? So have a good Yom Tov. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. My time, what's the reason why there's a distinction between Ovid Alechem and Ovid Toida? Because Lechem Liglal Toida. What the Gemara means to say is that the ikur of this carbon is the behema. It's the toida. The lechem is just an accessory to the toida. So if the toida gets lost, then the whole thing falls apart. But if the lechem gets lost, the ikka, the toida is there, you have to shtel tzu a new tofel. So what will be the new tofel? You go and buy new lechem and bring the lechem together with the toida. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. The Omer Rabba, another case, similar case. Hifrish mo'is l'toidasai. He set aside $500 to go and buy his toida. Vini toisru. And there was a clearance sale. And he only had to pay $400 and he only has now he has, Baruch Hashem, $100 left of pocket money. Maybe ben lechem l'lachmi toida. Oh, wonderful. He can go and take the $100 and use it to go and buy the flour and make the 40 lachmi toida. What happens if l'lachmi toida vini toisru? Meaning that originally he had to spend $100 for lachmi toida and there was a sale and they had $50 left. He has extra 50. He cannot use that as a down payment or towards a toida. What's the problem? My timer. Maybe it's because Rav Kahana, the Yom Rav Kahana, mean nine lachmi toida shenikru toida shenemar vehikrav al zevacha toida chalois matzois. Meaning, how do you know that lachmi toida also gets the shem toida? Because it says vehikrav al zevacha toida chalois matzois. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, based on this drasha, is that not only is the zevach called a toida, but the chalas matzis are also called a toida. So therefore, if you were mafresh $500 for toida purposes, and you only needed $400, use the other $100 to go and buy the lachmi toida, because they're also called toida. That's what he's saying, like Rav Kahana, lachmi toida nikru toida. Why don't you go and then say the reverse as well? That if I had my $100 and I bought with $50 lachmi toida, have extra $50, use the $50 to go and buy toida. You just told me that chalis matzahs are called toida. So I bought the chalis matzahs and I have $50 left over, buy a toida. Everything more lechem ikri toida, toida li ikri lechem. Because lechem is a tofel, it's an accessory to the toida, it's also called a toida. So the toida goes and it takes the lechem with it. You can call the lechem also toida. But to go and say the other way around, toida, that's called lachmei toida, dushanish, lo ikri lechem. So if you set aside $100 to buy lachmei toida, and you bought it for $50, then the other $50 remains with the kedushas domim of lachmei toida, and you cannot go and use it for a toida. Of course, you can always be poided. But in the meantime, that those monies are...
How can you be poided money?
Right, so you're asking a good question. Presumably it would have the same din as maybe it couldn't be poided. It would have the din of moiser like other kabanas, and then would have to go to the special pushka of the moiserais in the Beis Hamikdash. Very good. Shkoyach,
Barry. There's no in the shofar, there's no
moiser
toda. Is there?
It's moiserais of all kabanas. Moiserais of all kabanas. There's none miyuchad for any particular kabanas. Any moiserais, moiserais oilam, moiserais chatas, moiserais, any shlam, whatever. Vyomar rabba. And again, yes.
Have a good Pesach. I gotta go.
Bill, have a wonderful Freilich and Lechtig and Yontif. If you want to join us, 8:45 in Miat Hashem on Sunday morning. Okay, 8:50, not 8:45. 8:50 Sunday morning.
Approximately.
New York time. Zagi Bench, have a wonderful Yontif and regards to the whole Mishpacha.
Thank you, likewise.
Thank you. V'yomer Rabba, and we continue on the next member of Rabba. Hifrish Toidosai V'ovda. He was mafresh a toida. This sounds like the first time we ever had this, right? He was mafresh a toida. The avda and the toida got lost. And now he has a second, the avda, and that also got lost. And now with the facts change. What happens? And now he's mafresh a third one. The nimto rishoynis and the first two come back. And I have three standing here. Lifaneinu. Ay, ay, ay. What happens now? So Niskapa Barishoina. Remember, just like we said on the Amid Aleph, and like we said on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, you can choose any one you want. So I have now three, and I have to choose among them which one I'm going to go and bring. Niskapa Barishoina. What happens if he took number one? After all, that was the first one that he took in the first place. If he wants to use that for the kapara, fine, bring that with the lachmei toida. And shnia ein etuna lechem. That's the halacha that we've been learning all along. No problem. No lechem. However, shlishis to una lechem, The third one is necessary for lechem after all. Why does that require new lechem? So Rashi says on the fourth line, now on the fifth line, this is not considered to be a chalipin of the first one, because after all, the reason why he was mafresh the third one was to replace the second one. Meaning, he had the first toida. The first toida, he looked up and down, back and forth, couldn't find it. I wouldn't say that he was miyayish on it, but nevertheless, he put it aside in his mind, and he says, I can't find it, and he was mafresh a second one. Now, when the second one got lost, and he waited presumably a little bit to find it, and he couldn't find it, presumably he was also miyayish from the second one. And now he brings the third one. Now, the third one was not a replacement for the first, this man the Yama holds. It was a replacement for the second. Why is it a replacement for the second? Because the first one is already history. It was the second one he just lost now, and he's bringing now the third. So since the third is not considered to be, says Rashi, Khalife Toida Rishoina, then it has its status like a brand new Toida. Since it's a brand new Toida, then it's a Marbe B'Toida Su, and therefore he has to go and bring the third one with Lechem. It's not deemed to be the Khalife Toida Rishoina, it's deemed to be like a third one, which requires Lechem. Now, what happens if in the Skar B'Shlishis? What happens if he took the most recent one? The third one, he gave a kapara with that. Shnei ainet unalechem. Rishoinet unalechem. And the reason for that is because three is a replacement of two. One is history. So anytime you have the three and the two, it's like a case of having the one and the two in the previous prices. That you have shteim lefaneinu, number three and number two. Each one is an alter ego, is a substitute for the other. Whichever one you're going to bring first, bring with lechem. The second one, he won't bring with lechem. So therefore, neskapa b'shlishes, good. When he brings now the shnia, ain't it tuna lechem, because that was the chalife shlishes. So the first one, yeah. Second one, nisht. Rishoyne tuna lechem. But now when you get back to the first one wasn't involved in this chalip in between two and three. Two and three were a pair together, replacement, substitute, one for the other. But rishoyne was already history. So now when I found the rishoyne and I'm bringing that, then it's tuna lechem. Then it's not part of this equation anymore. You got to bring lechem. So it's similar to the previous case. The emtzoyis. If you now are mak of the emtzoy, in other words, number two, then that number two, of course, requires lechem, because that's his, now his bona fide, legitimate toida, but both the first one and the third one were both chalipin of the middle one. The second one became a chalipin after the first one was lost and I set aside the second. It became the chalipin of number three when I found it subsequent to having been mafresh number three. So that one kind of bridges both the Rishoina and the Shlishes. So each one that is brought post bringing them tzoyis is the substitute, is the chalipin. We learned in the Mishnah. Chalipin, potter, you don't have to bring lechem. So if you want, if you have a good lawyer and you don't have to spend more money for lechem, after all, you're ready. You thought you were only going to bring one behemah, and now you're bringing three behemahs. All of them, you're mechuyev to go and bring all of them. You never expected this additional expense. Of course, if you're a rich person, you're ecstatic. But if you're a poor person, it's a lot of money. So if you don't want to have to spend more money for lechem, bring the emtzoyis first, and then you don't have to bring lechem with either the rishoina or the shlishes. Now this is according to Rabbah. Abayomar, afil niskapa bi'achas men shteyen ein tunis lechem. Why kulu chalipin da doni ninu? Abaye says, making these very, very strong Talmudic haircutting and splitting between yo chalipin, ish chalipin, it's a bissel shver. After all, they're all in one pot, so to speak. All three of them have a relationship. The only reason why I was mafresh number two was because I was missing number one. I was mafresh number three because I'm missing number two, but I was mafresh two originally because I was missing number one. So they're all in this together as one happy family, if you will. So therefore, it makes no difference which one you bring first, whether it's number one, number two, number three. The second and the third one, ain't unus lechem. Omer Reb Zeder. Now Reb Zeder says, the same approach and the same machloikis between Rabbah and Abaya, we're going to adapt now to a korban chatas. How are we going to adapt it? chatois. Hivrish chatosoi viavda. Oyiyai. Vivshacher is tachter viavda. Oyiyai. Vivshacher tachter venim to arishaynis varishloshdem oimles. We have now all three lifaneinu. What happens now? The scap of arishayna shnia tomus. Why? Because the second one was the chalipin of the first. It's now niskapru baleho biacher. So that's the classic halacha of v'simna chamish chatois meses. Number two goes lamisa. Shlish is tira. The third one, however, is roya. Why would the third one be roya? Because it's consistent with what Rabba was saying before. Since the third one was not the chalipin of the first one, then of course it would be the chalipin of the first one, niskapru baleho biacher. This one go lemisa. No. This third one was instead of number two. And number two, ultimately, was not the chata shineskapa baleha be'acher, because the Baalim used number one as their kapara. So this third one is almost like a nedava. Of course, you can't bring a chata's be nedava, but it just means it's unrelated to the first two. What am I going to do with it? It does have kedusha because it was makdish for karm chata's, but I can't bring it. I'm not going to bring it. So tira, just wait until tira she is tithe. Now, what happens if it's kapra b'emtsois? What happens if I brought a kapara with the emtsois with the middle one? Shtei nimusa. Then both number one and number three go lemisa. Why does number one and number three? Because each one is a chalipin of that middle one, like we explained before. The second one you were mafresh initially to be the chalipin for number one that was lost. And number three was the chalipin of number two. So two and three are kind of a set that goes together, whichever one you're going to bring, you're going to bring, and the other one goes lamisa. So therefore, emtsoish shtei amibus. But what happens if you were niskaper berishayna? I think I skipped a line before. Vayishloshen oimdais. Niskaper berishayna shnia tomos shlishis tira. Niskaper bishlishis shnia tomos berishayna tira. So it's just like we had before by the toidois. Niskaper emtsoish shtei amibus. It really makes no difference. They're all in the same package. They're all in the same family. One, two, and three are all related to each other. They're chalipin, chalipa, chalipin. They're all put together. Whichever one you bring, the kapar is good, and the other two are lemisa. So, Frank Timara. Sorry?
Like Shimon, he said there's no instance of roe by a chatas.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's telling me
Amud
Aleph, there's no
Roed.
Otherwise, in the case of
Roed,
it would be
inconsistent
with
Amud Aleph. So we have to say Lechoira, that Reb Shimon would hold like a Baye in this Machlekes. The Baye says, if it's Kabe Achim Henshtem Yusuf, they all go Lemisa, no such thing as Roed. Okay? I realize Reb Shimon, of course, is a Tana, and Abaye is the Amoira, but I'm just meaning that this Halacha Lechoira, Reb Shimon would go with Abaye and not with Rabba. Freit Dimara, Mai Vechei. Reb Zeira started off v'chein linyan chatos, meaning that l'choira, Reb Zeira wants to go and introduce something new that I would not have known on my own. Zoktach the Gemara l'choira, I could have figured it out just by myself, just like you. In other words, what's the machloek between Rabba and Abaya? It all centers on what's the status of one versus three. Is it considered to be part of the same family, all chalipin, 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 or do you go and say no? One and two are one set, two and three are another set, but one and three have nothing to do with each other, because one is history. Three was brought instead of number two. So what do I need to repeat the machloikis again, loit Reb Zeira by Chatos? So when you're talking about three karbonis, and you lost the first, and you lost the second, and then you have number three, so then I can say that the first and the second are one set together. So I bring number one, go and bring it with lechem. Bring number two, bring it without lechem. Bring number three. I didn't need number three, because ultimately, Baruch Hashem, I had my toides. That becomes like a marbe betoides. Marbe betoides, you have to go and add lechem. Marbe betoides means, because you can always bring another nedava, the new toide. Avoch lelech lemeimam marbe bechatoisu. By number three of the chatas, how can I go and separate that from the first two and say, well, that's like a new chatas. I can't bring a chatas if I didn't do a sin. So it goes l'roya. No, it can't go l'roya. You can't say mar v'chatoyesu. Automatically, it has the name of chalipe chatas. And therefore, when I brought either the number one or brought number two, number three is going to go l'misa, because it's a chatas and it's kapra b'lev yachem. Same, Eloy, I might have thought that in this case, Rabbah would agree to Abayim. that the other two go the Misa, regardless of which one was brought as number one, the other two go the Misa. Kamashim Lano says, Reb Zera, that here the same analysis would apply, even though there's no din of Marv B'chatois, but nevertheless, number three is unrelated to number one, and therefore, if one and two, one you brought is good, second one to go the Misa, and the third one is just an extra chatos, it goes the right. Okay, Tani Reb Chia. I promised you we're going to get back to Tmura, so now we have the Tmura case here. Toinishin is Arab bit Tmurah. Umesa achas mehen. Chaver te in la takon. We have a Toida and we have a Karban Tmura. Remember, Tmura mean zu Tmura zu. So effectively now I have two behemoths, a Toida and its Tmura. Both of them I have to bring for a Karban, because that was the al that we darshan back on Ayin Testament days. But also, only the real Toida will go and have lechem. Tmura, just like the Vlad, and just like the Chalipin, no lechem. So now I have a Toida that gets mixed in with a Tmura. Umeis achas mehen. And the other, one of the two, died. And unfortunately for this Baalim, he could not recognize which one was the Toida and which was the Tmura. So what's the halacha now? Chaver te'in la'takana. The remaining animal has no takana to be able to go and bring it. Well, why not? What's the problem? Heichanabin, what should we do? Nakriv lechem ba'ador. Since one of them died. So what do I have now, a situation? The person was mafrish a toida. He was mafrish the lechem together with the toida, we assume. Or at least he had some plan of the lechem. And now he has a tamura as well. The toida requires lechem. The chaver, the tamura, does not require lechem. And now one of them died. So what do I do? Should I go and bring nakriv lechem bador? Take this remaining animal, whether it happens to be the toida or the tamura, and bring lechem with it, dilma tamura. Maybe it's a tamura, and I cannot go and bring lechem with it. Why can't I bring lechem with it? The Gemara is going to say shortly, because the lechem will never get a kedushas toida, because a tamura doesn't require lechem, so it's going to just remain chulin, and you're bringing chulin ba'azara. We're going to mention that in another couple of lines. Loi nakav lechem ba'ado. Okay, so bring it without the lechem. Till the toida he. Then maybe it's a toida. And if it happens to be a toida, toida requires lechem. So Sukti Mariette, okay, I heard what Reb Chia just taught in this brisa. Hey Chidami, let's try to analyze it a little bit more. How is it talking about? Idi Omar Olai. If he said about the original toida, Hari Olai, which means on the Gavra, it's a neder, he has a chrayis, loisagid only maisi le behimachrina, vilecha. So then he has to fulfill his vow, his neder, he has to bring another behema by hook or by crook, he's got to bring a toida to get with lecha. If that's the case, vilema, let this person say, ihach te kaima tmurahi, if the original one, which is still remaining, is the tmura guy, and now I'm bringing a brand new behema and brand new lechem, then the toida that I'm bringing now is a toida together with the lechem. And that earlier animal, the tamura, I will bring without lechem. Because he says, I hach the kaima tamura hi, then that I will bring without lechem. And now I bring a brand new behema, toida mit lechem. Because after all, I have a hari olai, I got to be yoitz. So Elamai, you're going to go and tell me, I hach the kaima toida hi, maybe the one that's left over is a toida, ha lachma, not ha lachma anya, but ha lachma, this lechem will attach itself to the original toida. V'hati havi achrayis, and this I'm just going to go and bring as achrayis means as a new carbon, because after all I can always go and bring an achrayis carbon. An achrayis carbon won't require lechem, and therefore I have an eitza. Bring with this remaining animal one new animal together with lechem, and memanavshach, either lechem will attach to the new toida, that is if the old one was a tamura, and if the old one was a toida, then I'm going to bring the lechem with that one, that will be the toida, and this new one that I'm bringing is just the backup, and the chalipin doesn't require any lechem. Right? In every case, you have the two. The first one, you can bring the lechem, and the second one, which is either the tamura, or the vlad, or the chalipin, you don't have to bring toida. You don't have to bring the lechem. Zutimor leitzrich in the omaharizu. It's talking about he didn't say Hari Olai, He said Harizu. Oh, since he said Harizu, so then it's not an achrayus on him, and therefore this Eitza will not work. Now notice, look at this mnemonic with a long list over here. Simon, Limudim, Medes, Allah, Shayish, Shechein, Edoma, etc., etc. What this simon is telling us is that now the Gemara from here until the Mishnah on the Omer Aleph, notice the Mishnah is on the very last line, the Gemara is going to try to give eight possibilities, eight options of how to answer this dilemma of Reb Chiya, that he first was, said Harizu on a Toida. He brought a second animal, he said Zu Tumura Zu. He's got both of them. One of them died. One of them is left. What do I do? Can I bring it? I can't bring it without the Lechem. Maybe it's a Toida. I can't bring it with the Lechem. Maybe it's a Tumura. So I'm pulling my hair out. So the Gemara is now going to attempt eight possible ways of for Emphrey. We're not going to learn all eight, because otherwise then we're going to learn all the way till the Mishnah on the bottom, and it'll be time for the Seder tonight. So we're just going to learn the first three, which are here on the bottom, stops on the top, as you'll see momentarily. Is Omer Lemeidin Lefnei Rebbe, that's the first in the Simen, Lemudim, that's the Lemeidin Lefnei Rebbe, presumably these were Talmidim of Rebbe, and they said, V'laisi Lechem, don't bring a new animal. You have one animal left. Just bring now Lechem V'laim. If the original one that is still remaining, the survivor, is the toida, okay, here's the lech. Eloi, and if not, I'm going to go and bring this korban as a tmura, and leipik lechulin, whatever lechem I have, which I don't need and I cannot bring, because the tmura doesn't require lechem, so leipik lechulin, I'm going to go be poided and have it go to chulin. You can't go and start off and saying, I'm going to bring in the bread, and maybe it'll be chulin, and maybe it won't be chulin. You can't go and bring in suffik chulin mazara. So that was eitzah number one. Let him go and bring a new behemah and lechem. Like we said before, the other one was tmura, this is toidah v'lechem. And I'm going to bring the tmura doesn't require lechem. I'm going to bring the toidah with the lechem. If the earlier one was a toida, holachma, this should be the lechem for that original toida, and this backup carbon, v'hati heavy shlamim. It shouldn't be a toida, it should be a shlamim. Amalahu mishum dekamim mayit ba'achila dishlamim. If in fact it's a shlamim, I don't know that for a fact. I'm just saying, let me bring it as if it's a shlamim, but lemaisa, I don't know whether it's really a shlamim. Maybe this is the real McCoy, this is the real toida. The toida you can only eat liyoyim v'layla. And then you get into the problem of potentially being maybe kodshim lebeis hapsul, lebeis hasreifa, which is the reason why we left out the mizmar lesoida this morning. Why didn't we say mizmar lesoida? That's why the davening was so much shorter, we were able to start the shir so much earlier. What's the reason why, of course, we had left out Lam Natsayach as well, and we had to see him. Anyway, what's the reason why we left out the Mizl Saida? There's no reason why you couldn't bring a carbon toidin now in the morning, and Schnell bring in 36 friends, and let's quickly eat and eat and eat. Yeah, but what happens if we don't finish eating the toidin by 10:30? Then we're going to have to do Bir Chometz. So we're going to go and be maybe Kodshim Lebeis Absul. Ah, so that's why I cannot go and say that that second one will be Efshara Toida Efshara Shlom. Because you're going to have to be machmer to eat it, betoyres toida, which is yom v'layla. Now you're increasing the possibilities that I won't be able to eat the shlamim in time, and it's going to become nice. So that eitzah doesn't work. New eitzah. Om alevi l'rebi v'leisi behemah v'lechem. Let's bring behemah v'lechem. He should say the following. Ihach dekayim etmura hi hatoida v'lechem. That's easy. V'hai dekayim etoida, if that was the toida ha'lachma, this is the lechem for that toida. V'ha tihevei moiser de toida. Why don't I say about the tmura that it's a moiser de toida, and therefore I'll bring it betoiras moiser toida. And the last Rashi at the bottom of the Amid says, Rashi Ksav Yad, v'tikar b'loi lechem. It's going to be a moiser de toida and bring it without lechem. Amalei Sarebi got a little bit heated, and he says, k'mdumanish ein leimach v'kad kadat. He didn't think through his answer. Can you go and be mafresh a carbon for purposes of moiser? Meaning the whole definition of moiser means that in case something happened and I cannot bring this carbon for whatever reason, if you look at the first wide line of Rashi Ksav Yah down below. You have a vlad of a carbon, could be a moiser. Or you should keep a vinitoiser, could go and shove it rishoina, if shacheris tachtel, the akach nimsa rishoina. There, b'dievet, you have a situation of a moiser, which you did not intend initially, but, b'les breira, you got a moiser. But to go and say, let's go and be mafresh a carbon, l'chatchila, to create a moiser, that we never had. You can't make moisers l'chatchila, you can only make moiserois b'dievet. So therefore, this eitzah also doesn't work, and we're going to continue with eitzah number 4, and Miat Hashem, tomorrow on Yontiv. Have a wonderful Friday.